We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Nationally recognized Marconi awarded radio show. This is Stephen Tad on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 7:30 here on this Wednesday morning on KNSS. It is Inauguration Day at the Capitol, and with us live now from Washington, Fox News Radio's Rachel Sutherland. Good morning, Rachel.
Hi, good morning. Yes, I'm here on the west front of the U.S. Capitol right now, and it is a clear, blustery morning here. There are American flags draping the west front, and I can clearly see the podium where President-elect Joe Biden and Vice President-elect Kamala Harris will take their oath straight ahead of me. And right below, there's just a sea of socially distant seating. So this is different in a lot of respects, but much of it is the same. And so the west door, where the guest of honor will appear, you've seen this before. It is decked out with red bunting. So that's normal, what you would normally see. The U.S. Marine Corps band will perform. Lady Gaga going to sing the national anthem. So a lot of the pomp and circumstance here is the same, but outside of this perimeter, there are thousands and thousands of National Guard members, and there is the perimeter itself is a tall fence with razor wire on top of it.
Wow! That's all. Everything's a little different this year. Now, obviously, there's not going to be a parade, right? We've been parades in the past.
We don't believe that there will be a usual parade. There'll be no inaugural luncheon, no inaugural balls. We understand the new president and the vice president will head over to Arlington National Cemetery for a wreath laying. They will be accompanied by former presidents George W. Bush, Bill Clinton, and Barack Obama. And then, it's, as far as I know, straight to work. There won't be the usual celebration. And so this is a more, certainly it's celebratory, but it's somber. Last night they did a vigil for coronavirus victims, and I saw the sea of light that went into the sky, and there it just was really a beautiful sight last night.
All right, it's a new day, and as you said, very, very different with all the troops around and so forth, and the distancing. It's just a different day, and the inauguration festivities start around noon Eastern time, about 11 o'clock our time here in central U.S. Is that right, Rachel?
That's all right.
All right. Thank you. Appreciate your time this morning. Fox News Radio's Rachel Sutherland there, live from Washington, D.C. President-elect Joe Biden's cabinet picks have started their confirmation hearings in the Senate.
Five cabinet nomination hearings in the Senate ahead of the Biden inauguration, with Secretary of State nominee Antony Blinken asked what the Trump administration got right on foreign policy.
President Trump was right in taking a tougher approach to China. I disagree very much with the way that he went about it in a number of areas, but the basic principle was the right one.
Another big issue, Iran.
President-elect Biden is committed to the proposition that Iran will not acquire a nuclear weapon.
On Capitol Hill, Mike Emanuel, Fox News.
An anonymous couple pledging $3.5 million of an estate gift to the Wichita State University Foundation.
The university announced Tuesday that the money will be used to endow a scholarship fund for students who show financial need. Students who have a need, have a minimum 3.0 grade point average, and hold part-time jobs will be eligible for scholarships that will pay for up to half of the cost of their tuition. A preference will be given to students from Kansas. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Communities around the country are vaccinating people for COVID-19 in large public venues such as sports stadiums. Sedgwick County Commission Chair Pete Meissner tells KNSS News Wichita's Intrust Bank Arena is doing a good job.
You set your appointment, and they show up. It's really a 15-minute process once you get there with your appointment, and it's worked very efficiently. We could do right now. We're set up to do 1,800 tests or vaccines a day.
Meissner commented during his weekly chat with Steve and Ted in the morning, right here on KNSS.
A former administrator at the University of Kansas Medical Center facing criminal charges that he embezzled more than $500,000 from KU.
The Kansas News Service says a charging document filed in federal court accuses Michael Ahlers of diverting the money from the KUMC credit union between 2009 and 2015. Ahlers, a resident of Lenexa, was the administrator of the Med Center's Occupational Therapy Education Department. The department also charges him with income tax evasion because he allegedly failed to report the money on his tax returns. Ahlers allegedly generated invoices outside of the Med Center's financial systems so that only he knew of the funds he withdrew from the credit union account. A spokeswoman for KU Medical Center said no state funds were involved. She said the account in question involved student fees and payments to the occupational therapy department for services rendered.
And that's the Kansas Information Network's Jim West reporting.
President and Mrs. Trump are at Joint Base Andrews, and the president is making some comments here prior to his departure.
So many other people for being here. I want to thank you for your effort, your hard work. People have no idea how hard this family worked. They worked, and they worked for you. They could have had a much easier life, but they did a fantastic job. I just want to thank all of you, everyone. I want to thank Mark Meadows, who's here someplace right there. I want to thank Mark. But it's been something very special. We've accomplished a lot. Our First Lady has been a woman of great grace and beauty and dignity. And so popular with the people, so popular with the people. In fact, honey, would you like to say a few words, please?
Being your First Lady was my greatest honor. Thank you for your love and your support. You will be in my thoughts and prayers. God bless you all. God bless your families. And God bless this beautiful nation. Thank you.
What else has to be said, right? But what we've done, that's true, honey, great job. What we've done has been amazing by any standard. We rebuilt the United States military. We created a new force called Space Force. That in itself would be a major achievement for a regular administration. We were not a regular administration. We took care of the vets, 91% approval rating. They've never had that before. The vets have given us the VA. The vets have given us an approval rating like has never been before. We took care of our vets and our beautiful vets. They were very badly treated before we came along. And as you know, we get them great service and we pick up the bill and they can go out and they can see a doctor if they have to wait long periods of time. We got it so that we can sadly get rid of people that don't treat our vets properly. We didn't have any of those rights before when I came on. So our vets are happy. Our people are happy. Our military is thrilled. We also got tax cuts, the largest tax cut and reform in the history of our country by far. I hope they don't raise your taxes. But if they do, I told you so. And if you look at the regulations, which I consider the regulation cuts to be maybe even more important, that's why we have such good and have had such good job numbers. The job numbers have been absolutely incredible. When we started, had we not been hit by the pandemic, we would have had numbers that would never have been seen. Already, our numbers are the best ever. If you look at what happened until February a year ago, our numbers were at a level that nobody had ever seen before. And even now, we really built it twice. We got hit. Nobody blames us for that. The whole world got hit, and then we built it again. And now the stock market is actually substantially higher than it was at its higher point prior to the pandemic. So it's really, you could say we built it twice. And you're going to see incredible numbers start coming in if everything is sort of left alone. Be careful. Very complex. Be careful. But you're going to see some incredible things happening. And remember us when you see these things happening, if you would. Remember us, because I'm looking at I'm looking at elements of our economy that are set to be a rocket ship up. It's a rocket ship up. We have the greatest country in the world. We have the greatest economy in the world. And as bad as the pandemic was, we were hit so hard, just like the entire world was hit so hard. Places that thought they got away with it didn't get away with it. They're suffering right now. We did something that is really considered a medical miracle. They're calling it a miracle, and that was the vaccine. We got the vaccine developed in 9 months instead of 9 years or 5 years or 10 years or a long time. It was supposed to take a long time, many, many years to develop a vaccine. We have two out. We have another one coming almost immediately, and it really is a great achievement. So you should start to see really good numbers over the next few months. I think you're going to see those numbers really skyrocket downward. And I can only say this, we have worked hard. We've left it all, as the athletes would say, we've left it all in the field. We don't have to come and say, we'll never say in a month when we're sitting in Florida, we're not going to be looking at each other and saying, you know, if we only worked a little bit harder, you can't work harder. And we had a lot of obstacles, and we went through the obstacles, and we just got 75 million votes, and that's a record in the history of sitting presidents. That's an all-time record by a lot, by many millions in the history of sitting presidents. It's been really just an honor. One of the things we're very, very proud of is the selection of almost 300 federal judges and three great Supreme Court justices. That's a very big number. That's a record-setting number. And so we've done a lot, and there's still things to do. The first thing we have to do is pay our respects and our love to the incredible people and families who suffered so gravely from the China virus. It's a horrible thing that was put onto the world. We all know where it came from, but it's a horrible, horrible thing. So be very careful. Be very, very careful. But we want to pay great love to all of the people that have suffered, including families who have suffered so gravely. So with that, I just want to say you are amazing people. This is a great, great country. It is my greatest honor and privilege to have been your president.
All right, President Trump making some final comments before boarding Air Force One, Ted.
For the last time.
For the last time. They're at Joint Base Andrews. We heard a little bit from the First Lady, and they're just about ready to take off to Florida and their future. You're hearing it live right here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Steve and Ted in the morning. Now, 7:43, and coming up in just a few minutes, we've got to look at some local business news with Editor Bill Roy, the Wichita Business Journal. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.